and welcome again to English Speaking Partners, a program brought to you by Radio Onde Quadre. Nowadays at the Politecnico di Torino, there are students from many different cultures, and English is becoming more and more common as an international language here. In the English Speaking Partners project, students meet to speak in English, talking about aspects of their backgrounds and experiences, which can sometimes be very different. In this series of programs, English Speaking Partners students will be talking together about topics such as music, food, customs and traditions. And in today's program, Rocco, who comes from Cassino in central Italy, will be talking to Shafiq from Karachi in Pakistan. Their topic today is sport, and we'll also be listening to some of the music they've chosen to play us today.
Hi everybody, I'm Shafiq from Pakistan, and I am a PhD student of Politecnico di Torino, and of course, part of English Speaking Partners program. I hope you all would be enjoying the best season of the year. I am here with my partner, my English speaking partner, Rocco. Hi Rocco, what's up?
Thanks for the great introduction, Shafiq, and good evening to everybody. I feel very good today. It's really great to be here with you in this lovely program.
Thank you.
I'm in the fourth year of my studies in mechanical engineering here at Politecnico. And today we would like to talk about our experience about sports.
Oh, sports. Great.
Yeah, it's really great to talk about something thrilling. Sports has really been joining the people of different cultures. Fortunately, we are on the radio and the audience can see how much we are sporty, Shafiq. Don't look too much, because Rosanna told me that she shot our picture and put on the internet for everybody to see.
Come on, let people see what we do and how we enjoy here.
Okay, Shafiq, tell me about your experience in sports. Have you ever been a good sportsman?
Well, it's a very difficult question for me. I have never been a very good player of any game, but I'm sure when I play any game, people enjoy watching me play.
Yes,
because
sure.
I don't play very well. My experience with sports has been really great since childhood, but now I don't play much because I put all my attention towards my studies. And you know better that with sports, I cannot go ahead with my career.
Yes.
And yours?
Well, my sporting spirit has been a little bit strange as compared to a common Italian guy.
Oh my God.
Because since my childhood, I hated football as much as others loved it. Yes. And generally, I'm not very good at any sports that need a ball. But I love to swim, and swimming is one of the few sports that I like.
Oh, it means you hate the ball.
Yes.
Wow, so swimming. I never tried it. How do you feel it? Are you excited?
Oh, come on, Shafiq. We are in 2010, and you don't know how to swim.
No. Oh, I don't know, really.
And if your girlfriend asks you to go to the beach with her, you'll say, no, I can swim.
Perhaps, because I have ever been scared of water. I don't like to be deep in the water, never.
I hope you'll learn swimming. And now there will be the song that I've chosen.
Oh, great.
And I hope it will be nice for
everyone. I hope so also, because that song will be really nice if we listen to it.
Partiva l'emigrante e portava le provviste e 2 o 3 pacchi di riviste. E partiva l'emigrante, ritornava dal paese con la fotografia di Bice, bella come un'attrice. E cantava le che sentiva sembra lunare, e cantava le canzoni arriva il mercenario con un figlio da sfamare ed un nemico a cui sparare. E partiva il mercenario verso una crociata nuova per difendere un'effigie e per amare ancora vice. Con il copione scritto in fretta cercava qualche bella attrice, ma lui amava solo
What a nice song. Tell me about the song and the singer.
Well, in this song we have heard Rino Gaetano, I think one of the finest Italian singer of all time.
Oh, nice to know.
Unfortunately, died prematurely.
Oh, it's really misfortune that he died prematurely. But why did you choose this song?
I chose this song because I think it feels well with all of us of the English-speaking partners.
Oh.
All away from our homes, trying to achieve our goals.
Okay.
But with the earth still firmly in our hometown, with all our loved ones.
Yeah, perfectly true. We always remember our loved ones, and we are always in search of anybody who from whom we can have some love and some respect. Well, what other sports do you like? Let's come back to the original topic.
Yes, I think that Polytechnic is a dangerous place for our mind.
Oh.
Yes, because in these last years, I started to think about extreme sports.
Oh.
For example, last July, I convinced my friend Michele to jump with the parachute from an airplane.
Oh, you convinced him? You have gone mad.
Oh.
But why did you try to convince him?
Maybe it was an easy thing to do. Because
okay.
Because was an exciting, very exciting sport.
Oh. But I'm never going to try that scary excitement. You know, I'm calling it scary. So was your friend Michele convinced and he joined you?
He joined me and we have done it together.
Mamma mia.
It was a really beautiful experience. And we did it with the CUS, the Centro Universitario Sportivo.
Oh, really?
Yes. It is a center for the advancement of sports at university level.
Mm.
If you are a member of the CUS, you can practice sport at cheaper rates.
Oh, that's great. But how much did you pay to risk your life with the parachute?
Only 120 euros. And at this price, I also got a video of my jump.
Oh my God.
So when I feel bored, I watch the video and I remember my craziness for this sport.
You remember your craziness, but if you will show me that video, I'll really be scared. You really compromised your life for a cheaper price. It was so cheap, 120 euros and your life.
But I suggest you to try it at least once, because it's safe. And you don't jump alone, but with an instructor who does everything. But I would like to tell you one thing that that happens. The first parachute was broken, and yes, and we had then, to use the emergency parachute.
Oh my God! You are trying to convince me about the thing, about the sport, by scaring me that the first parachute didn't work and you had to go for the emergency one. If the second one hadn't worked either, then
now maybe it's better to do with the next song, your song. I think.
Let's hear the rap song.
Very cheerful song, Shafiq. Why did you select particularly this song among thousands of other songs?
Well, I don't have any particular reason for that. Actually, this was a famous song by Rihanna, and
nice I'm not girl.
I'm not fond of music. You would be thinking I'm a very boring person, and that's true.
No,
I am.
No.
I just selected this song because I liked it when my partner was listening to it at home.
Okay. So, for our topics, what
better.
Is your preferred sport, Shafiq?
As I told you, I don't have a good taste for the sport, which people of Europe mostly like. I mean the game of football.
Information.
Instead, I love cricket, and you know, most of the people here don't know about cricket. But in our region, we are famous around the world for being a cricket crazy nation.
Really? In fact, I don't know about this sport either. Tell me something about
it. Oh, it's a long story. If I'm going to tell you about the sport in detail, neither you nor the audience are going to understand it in depth. But let me tell you about the core idea of the game.
Maybe it's bad.
And why it is famous. The game was born in England in the 19th century and saw many variations since then. In this game, there are two teams of 11 players each, like in football.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more or less similar to baseball you might have seen in the movies.
Yes, sure. And I heard from another Pakistani guy, Jamal, that the cricket matches are very long. And sometimes they continue up to 5 days. Is it so?
Yeah, but that's one form of the game. That's one version of the game. They call it a test match, but that goes up to 5 days.
5 days without breaks? Very tiring.
Come on. No one can play 5 continuous days. There are certainly breaks. In a single day, they play 80 overs. We call them over, and it is approximately 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go for the rest and continue the next day. But now we have the shortest version of the game that we call 2020, and it finishes in 4 hours.
But that's not too short. A football game ends in 90 minutes.
Of course. But unfortunately, cricket cannot be shortened anymore. And it will be shortened up to the toss only. That whosoever wins the toss is the winner of the game. But that cannot happen.
But what about the people who watch it on television? They need a free day from the work to watch the game. Do they enjoy or they are bored?
Yeah, there are people who are very excited about the game, that they get leave from their work or from their job, and they just keep themselves updated. If they are on job, they keep themselves updated on by the scores on the internet during their working hours.
Mm-hmm. I hope their bosses don't see them watching scores on the internet.
Even the bosses are very much excited about the game, that they call the employees and ask them what happened to the match, what's the score, like that.
Okay. So, now I would like to share this other song, and I would like to dedicate it to all the other students here in Politecnico di Torino.
Well,
yes.
To all?
Yes.
Let's listen to it.
Okay.
Io mi ricordo quattro ragazzi con la chitarra e un pianoforte sulla spalla. Come i pini di Roma, la vita non li spezza. Questa notte è ancora nostra. Ma come fanno le segretarie con gli occhiali a farsi sposare dagli avvocati? Le bombe delle sei non fanno male, è solo il giorno che muore. È solo il giorno che muore. Gli esami sono vicini e tu sei troppo lontana dalla mia stanza. Tuo padre sembra Dante e tuo fratello Ariosto, stasera al solito posto, la luna sembra strana, sarà che non ti vedo. Da una settimana maturità t'avessi preso prima, le mie mani sul tuo seno e fitto il tuo mistero e il tuo peccato originale come i tuoi calzoni americani.
non fermare, ti prego, le mie mani sulle tue cosce tese, chiuse come le chiese quando ti vuoi confessare. Notte prima degli esami, notte di polizia, certo qualcuno te lo sei portato via. Notte di mamma e di papà col biberon in mano, notte di nonna alla finestra, ma questa notte è ancora nostra. Notte di giovani attori, di pizze fredde, di calzoni, notte di sogni, di coppe e di campioni. Notte di lacrime e preghiere, la matematica non sarà mai il mio mestiere. E gli aerei volano in alto tra New York e Mosca, ma questa notte è ancora nostra. Claudia, non tremare, non ti posso far male, se l'amore è amore. Si accendono le luci qui sul palco, ma quanti amici intorno, che viene voglia di cantare. Forse cambiati, certo un po' diversi, ma con la voglia ancora di cambiare. Se l'amore è amore, se l'amore è amore, se l'amore è amore, se l'amore è amore, se l'amore è amore.
Well, what a nice song. But tell me about the song, and why did you dedicate it to all the students of Polytechnic?
Well, the lectures have finished now, and the exams are going on, and we all fit their Brit on our neck.
Oh!
And this song perfectly describes our mood, a mixture of anguish and longing. But as always, it will pass.
Well,
I think.
Let's hope it will pass better.
Now, let's continue our discussion on sports. Tell me, your team have won a world title in cricket or not?
Yeah, we have won the World Cup of Cricket in 1992 in Australia. But don't ask me what's the performance of our team after that. After that World Cup, our team's performance has not been up to the mark, and we are always shy when our team plays.
Maybe it's a unlucky period. So, if your team wins again the World Cup, I will take you around Torino on my Ducati, waving a flag of Pakistan, if you want.
Oh, really? Then I must ask my team to win at least once. I will pray to God that make my team win at least once in 4 years, unless I am here. But tell me about your Ducati. Do you really love it?
My Ducati, it's a dream. It's not just a motorcycle.
Oh my God, it's your life.
My baby, my little baby.
Oh, little baby.
I love it so much.
Great.
And I can't just live without it.
Oh, oxygen.
Yes. I hope Ducati is going to win this year in MotoGP. But for the moment, we are unlucky.
You seem to be very much interested in bikes and the inner world of the engines.
Perfectly true, yes. That's the way I selected mechanical engineering. This is my life, my passion.
I wish you all the best with your career.
I hope. But after this discussion, I think that we are not the correct people chosen for this talk.
Oh, don't say so.
But it was real fun to discuss about something different from football.
Yeah, for me also.
Unfortunately, we are different, or maybe strange, I don't know. The common European guys love to talk about football all the time.
And I always hear about football all the time, about Inter Milan, AC Milan, whatever going on, European Cup. I am also sick of the football. But don't say so, otherwise people will catch you outside.
No.
We have almost reached the end of our program, I think. Nice little chat about sports. I hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Rocco, for being here, for a lovely evening.
And it's the same for me. Thank you very much all for your patience, for listening to us. And if we had been boring, it's not our fault.
Oh, whose fault is this?
I don't know. Maybe you can send an email to Rosanna and Mary.
People will be sending emails to whom you have brought here.
Okay,
let's enjoy this last track. It was very famous when our team won the World Cup. And see you again. Ciao, ciao.
Thanks a lot again to Shafiq and Rocco, who told us all about their different experiences with sport, some as spectators and some taking part in parachuting, swimming, cricket, and even motorcycling, some dangerous things and some not such dangerous things. Next time our students will be talking about another topic. And if you're interested in the English Speaking Partners project at the Politecnico, write to us at esp@eolito.it. Thanks a lot and speak to you next time. Bye.